We've been hearing about how the costs of the juvenile justice system get passed on to families. There's a new tactic in youth justice. A growing number of courts are sentencing young offenders to GPS ankle monitoring rather than jail time. But as Youth Radio's Sayre Quevedo reports, the lower cost of ankle bracelets may be leading to their overuse.
17-year-old Alyssa Morris Jackson is sitting on the couch in sweatpants and a hoodie.
It's 7 o'clock right now.
7 each evening is the time when about 130 juvenile offenders in Alameda County, California, are required to plug in for their mandatory 2-hour battery charge.
See? I'm dead. No charge. I'm going to be so excited to get this thing off me.
Jackson has a GPS monitor fastened around her ankle with a rubber strap. It's part of her probation. The GPS unit is black and plastic, about the size and shape of a computer mouse. Its purpose? To track her every movement. And that information ends up here.
Hello, how are you?
Here at the Juvenile Justice Center in San Leandro, California, a probation officer named Chris shows me how GPS monitors work.
We use Google Maps, and it shows real time.
We're looking at the digital breadcrumbs of one teenager's movements since he was released from juvenile hall earlier today. The map shows the teen's path out of the building to the parking lot, then down the hill to the freeway.
From here, freeway, from the freeway 580.
Show him how you make it get right down.
So I can get down right to the home.
You can even tell if he's in the front yard or the backyard.
Front yard, everything.
The probation officer drags a green circle over the kid's home. It's got a radius of 150 feet. Outside of that, it'd be a GPS violation, and a judge could send him back to juvenile hall or lengthen probation. Teens on GPS monitoring have to call their probation officer before they leave for school in the morning. And anything outside of school and home requires special permission at least 48 hours in advance. So it's basically house arrest.
The benefits of GPS are people are not incarcerated.
Alameda County District Attorney Nancy O'Malley says GPS also saves the county money because it costs way less than locking kids up. That's $429 a day. GPS? Only $85.
So when they originally were building a new juvenile justice center, the original idea was that it was going to be more than 500 beds. And I think on any given day now, there are less than 200.
But the devices cost families money, up to $15 a day. And electronic monitoring, like GPS, has more than tripled in the last 10 years.
It is absolutely overused.
Dominique Pinckney is a public defender in Alameda County. He argues that judges assign GPS almost reflexively, even to teens who never would have been sent to juvenile hall. And he says teens get in trouble for silly reasons, like not keeping their device properly charged or hanging out with friends.
When you extend the consequence beyond some rational period, it becomes abusive, it makes kids angry, and so you engage in a battle instead of sending a corrective signal.
Nearly half of the young people who are electronically monitored end up violating the terms, according to a study cited by the American Bar Association. A quarter cut the device off entirely. 16-year-old Manny Velasquez is waiting outside of a courtroom. Besides his towering spiked hair, the most noticeable thing about him is the GPS monitor that's been strapped around his ankle for the past 2 months.
I am ashamed of it, but that's not stopping me, for being myself. Of the way I dress.
He says the worst part is the isolation.
Sometimes I do get frustrated because I feel like I'm trapped in my own house. And just last night, I felt like the walls were closing in on me.
One courtroom away, 15-year-old Cameron Lopes has just met with a judge. He was caught carrying a pocket knife in school and says he spent 4 days in juvenile hall, then strapped with a GPS unit for 30 days. Today, he and his dad, Jamie, were hoping they could get the device taken off.
He didn't get his GPS off today.
I'm pissed. I've been trying real hard, and they just throw all the bad stuff in, never the good stuff.
If he yelled at somebody, they brought it up, you know. They didn't bring up that he was on the honor roll and, you know, stuff like that. It's just all the negative stuff. So another 30 days.
Just 4 days before that 30 days was up, Cameron Lopes got into an argument with his dad and cut off his GPS monitor. He's been in juvenile hall for almost a month. Judges, DAs, and public defenders are in rare agreement that GPS tracking is a good alternative to incarcerating teenagers. And it does save money. But for the young people being monitored, the technology may be solving one problem and creating others, like extending their time in the criminal justice system. For Cross Currents, I'm Sarah Quevedo.